primping. We always call it she's trying to look pretty. Uh-huh. Be primping.
Would you say that about a man?
Yeah. We say the same thing about men as we do to women.
Uh-huh. What would you call a man who primps a lot?
We always call him a sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Was that insulting or joking?
Just joking. We'd be just joking with him. Sweet.
Uh-huh. What about jelly beans?
Yeah, that's what we used to call it all the time, jelly bean, when I was a boy. He think he's a jelly bean. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Would you just be teasing him then, too?
Oh, yeah, we'd be just teasing him. Uh-huh. But it was a whole lot of them that thought they were jelly beans.
What was a jelly bean like?
One that went dressed and thought he was pretty.
Uh-huh. Y'all made it back?
Yep, but I didn't get nothing. Too late to
stole
the
phone. Well, it'll be another day. Now that fella was just coming up, well, that's her uncle.
Something that people used to carry their money in.
Pocketbook. Wouldn't say a purse, it said pocketbook.
And something that women would wear around their necks.
Beads.
You
wouldn't say a necklace, it said beads.
Uh-huh. You say a pair of beads or a string of beads?
A pearl bean, beads. A string of beans, bees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about
sometimes they break them, they had to re-thread them up with a piece of twine, a thread one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something a woman would wear around her wrist would be a...
belt?
Huh?
A belt?
Well, around her wrist.
Oh, you mean a bracer?
Uh-huh.
We always call them bracers.
And what you'd hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella, we call them parasol.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, parasol, umbrella is all the same thing.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
Oh, you mean the bed, the sheet? We always call them a sheet.
Uh-huh. What about the fancy cover you put on top of that?
You mean on the quilt?
Okay.
Put the quilt on and then put the sheet on top. That's the way we always did.
What about something you buy nowadays? Well, you see you have one on that bed in there.
You mean a spread, bedspread?
Any other name for bedspread?
Well, let's see. That's what we always call them, bedspread.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear counterpin or counterpane or anything like that? Coverlet?
You mean for the spread?
Uh-huh.
No, we just always call them bedspread.
Uh-huh. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And something about twice as long as a pillow. That'd be a
bolster. Yeah, you mean a double pillow. Make a long bolster, book on call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Say if you didn't have enough beds for everyone.
Enough beds.
Uh-huh.
You had to double up. Is that what you mean?
On the floor, you'd make a
pallet.
I guess you've had to do that.
I do that every year. Every year.
Well, you have.
We put that bed out there, and then we put one mattress on the floor here. And this last time they come in, we even now had to put nothing back over on this side. That room in there filled up. I got some rollaway beds out there in the washer.
Uh-huh.
We bring them in and put them down, and then put a mattress over here and one over here. Put a rollaway bed in the kitchen.
You got about the biggest family I've ever heard.
I mean, we got some family.
I bet it's really loud here at Christmas.
They won't come one car at a time. It'd always be two and three and four cars that will come at one time. And they won't stay nowhere but just here. They don't care if they do have to sleep on the floor. They just won't be here. I enjoy them. Like for them to come. But I don't like it because I don't have room.